have her notes. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews 10. We're going to be looking at that. As well as want to thank you for your prayers. It's been an awesome few weeks since we've been together. Not that long ago, we were with family a couple times, south of Pennsylvania, as well as up in Toledo, that also was down in Florida. Not to sunbathe. In fact, it was like it was cold. They were wearing their winter coats, and it was only got down to 45 or something like that. But we were down there to encourage our missionaries that happened to be stateside. So we ministered to them and talked with them, encouraged them, and taught them. I taught four times. So thank you for prayers. I didn't fly down. I took friends down to help them to get a car of their deceased father up. And so I drove down, and then I drove back by myself from Florida. So that it's always interesting when you drive. So all the people in? Almost. There she is. Okay. So everybody has notes. But anyhow, I just want to thank you for your prayers and encouragement. It's been a blessing. It is a blessing to be here. Let's read a couple of parts, and then we'll have prayer. I'm going to discuss the first part. So let me discuss it now, and then I'll read a couple of things, and then we'll pray. Yeah, Hebrews 10 starts out sharing the law is only a shadow of things to come. See, the purpose of the law was sharing how the sacrifices that were made didn't erase our sin, but instead pointed us to that we were sinners needing a true sacrifice. The sacrifice was to cover their sins, but never washed away, because they had to keep doing it over and over and over again. And so it was talking about that in the first part of chapter 10. And doing so, that starting with verse 19, shares that since we have the confidence in entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm looking around and I think most of you, I know most of you, have accepted Jesus Christ. One or two, I'm not sure. But if we have a relationship with Him, we can trust in that relationship. And we can trust that relationship will keep us forever. In fact, my quiet time today was out of Hebrews 1, 1 through about 6. And it was talking about Jesus being the perfect sacrifice for us, that we can trust in that. And so that's the first part of 10, of knowing that Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, His blood shed for us, we have assurance. But then, starting with verse 22, it talks about we have a responsibility. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from the guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another untoward love and good works. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Lord, help us as we look at our responsibility, as we read the let us. And Lord, what may we put our names in there? Let Ken Dady. And each one, they might think of their name. Lord, help us to not only realize our responsibility, but the joy and the peace of walking in You and walking in You in front of others might bring not just to us, but to others around us. Thank You, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. as we look at this and we see the idea of, in verse 22, let us draw near to God. Let us draw near to God. And it says how, and then it describes how we do that. Number one, in a sincere heart. Let me ask, are you here to worship religiously because that is part of our habit? Or are you worshiping God beyond a single service, or if you're in Sunday school, two services? Are you worshiping God more than praying at three meals or two meals a day? But are we worshiping God every day in everything? And everything we do reflects God. The quality of what we do, the attitude that we do, we'll look at that a little bit more. But the idea of sincere heart, that we don't have, by the way, we don't have to go around in our workplace shouting, hallelujah, I got a project done. Hallelujah, it came out even. Or something like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having 100%. It means we have an attitude of gratitude towards God's provision. Not only that, we should have a direct line to God. And again, does God know our thoughts? Does He know our minds? We don't have to pray our prayer out loud, but just think, when I was an engineer, that I used to go out to the line when they'd have a problem, and I've told the story before, and I would be praying to God, Lord, help me to find the problem, and then, Lord, help me to figure the solution. And on the way back, it was their fault. I didn't say this out loud. I said, praise the Lord, it was their fault. It was my design. And then I said, Lord, thank you for finding the flaw that I could correct the design. And so, but again, I didn't pray that out loud. You can pray without closing your eyes. You can pray with a sincere heart. It's interesting, back in the 70s and 80s, and John, you too might know, remember this, but WWJD, what would Jesus do? That became a phase, a thing to say or do back in the 70s and 80s. But that's something we could do today. What would Jesus do? And that's what a sincere heart is not looking at my quote-unquote selfish desires. By the way, is it all right to have desires? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. It's all right to have desires. But make sure they aren't just selfish desires. Don't be like those who had little children. You know, when they saw a toy and another kid had a toy, they wanted the other toy because the kid had the toy. I want, I want, I want. Must not be that way. But it's all right to have desires. And so giving praise to God, and it should be just a phrase, what would Jesus do? But it should be part of our process. The next part, it says, in full assurance, trust what you believe from God's word to be true. And that is so important, because if we don't trust that this is true, why are we at church? Maybe to gain faith that we understand it's true. That's okay, that's good. But the idea of truth, as we look at this, we need to look at it not just as something that people worship by, but something that you and I live by. But how are we going to do it unless we think it is true? So, in full assurance, let us draw near to God in full assurance. This is called faith. First of all, salvation by faith. When we came to a point of understanding that we were, not were, our sinners falling short of God's glory. And because we fall short of God's glory, we have no place in heaven except through Jesus Christ. We believe that He was born of a virgin. We believe that He lived a perfect life, that He shed His blood, His body was torn apart for us. He was put on the cross. He was put in a grave. He rose from the dead. For you and for me. For you and for me. That's called salvation by faith. not just by salvation by faith, but also growth by faith. If indeed we trust that His Word is true, then by faith we need to be in God's Word daily, daily, to learn. Are we willing to apply God's Word each day and determine to live His Word in our thoughts, our words, and our actions? We should be, by the way, we do not have to be in God's Word for hours and hours. Because most of us don't have time for that. I was talking to a sister in the big sanctuary. And anyhow, she was talking about exercising for 2 hours a day. That's awesome. But how much? I can't exercise for 2 hours a day. But how much time do we spend with God? How many could spend 5 minutes with God? How many could spend 5 minutes with God? 5 minutes a day times 7 days, 35 minutes times 52 weeks. You count up the hours. If we stay consistent with a little bit with God, we learn a lot over time. We learn a lot over time. So it's important to be in God's Word and having a daily quiet time. And I wish I could say I was perfect in being in God's Word every day. Every so often I get too busy for my own good. And I miss a day. I catch up. I catch up on it. But then, and I have to be true to the teams I lead each Wednesday. They actually, I allow them to see my quiet time. They see where I have the holes. And so it's important for us to understand, though, we need to be in God's Word regularly. Daily prayer time. Daily prayer time. Do we believe God hears our prayers? Do we? We understand that He does not always answer in the way that we ask. There's people I pray for, like recently, awesome, one of our missionaries, Iliad, he is from